Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yeah, hello. Hey.
Hello?
Hello, you hear me?
Hello? Yeah,
hello,
how you doing,
you
man? Yeah,
I'm doing good.
Doing?
How are you?
Great. I'm up to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me on the show, man. It's very chill.
Oh,
very relaxed,
man. Thanks a lot, man. Do me a favor before we talk, man. Introduce yourself to my listeners, for those who are familiar with you, and let them know who you are.
Okay. You got it.
You can go now.
Oh, go right now. Okay. I'm Zach Sale. You can see me. I've been an actor for a few years now. You can see me in Tyler Perry's Temptations, Confessions of a Married Counselor as Brad. I've also got a few other projects coming up. Atlanta feature Pimp. I was playing the lead in that, and you've probably seen me on Burn Notice, Vampire Diaries, Drop Dead Diva. I got to fire Brandy Norwood for smashing liquor everywhere on the show The Game, BET's The Game, as a recurring role there as Chuck the Manager. And just if you watch YouTube or type in Zach Sale on Google, you usually can see my face. How's everybody doing?
Thanks, man. Great introduction. Zach, before we talk, man, I'm going to go way back from it now. When did this come out? Well, when did you have the passion to want to do acting?
The passion for acting honestly came, I've had it since I was a kid, and I didn't even look into it, though, until after I got married. It was probably 2009, and I'm telling you, man, my wife, and I told other people, too, she looked right at me. She said, what would be your dream job if you could get paid to do anything? And I was making damn good money doing what I was doing. I said, well, I'm doing fine now. She goes, if you could do anything and get paid for it, dream job, go. And I said, well, if people could pay me to act, then that would be my dream job. And from that point on, it was just indies and small venues and then, you know, working my way up to get a resume that would get me an agent and then getting an agent who would accept me and then finding another agent who was better than that agent and just so on and so forth and just the climb since 2009. Until now. And so, yeah, the passion's been with me forever, but 2009 is when I definitely ignited it.
So you had the opportunity to work on a lot of projects. What has the experience been like thus far?
I got to tell you, the first time I ever worked on a professional set, of course, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm just a regular guy, T-shirt and jeans, you know what I mean? I'm with a bunch of these Hollywood actors and these camera guys and all everybody who knows what they're doing, and I felt like a fish out of water. But what I noticed about every set that I've ever been on is everybody's really close. You know, they're all like a big family, and a lot of people usually – and I kept in contact with quite a few of the people that I've met on several of the sets. And it's just I've learned that as big as the community is for acting, it's really close when it comes to projects. Everybody is usually on the same page on making it awesome and making it great. And so, yeah, that'd be it, I guess. Just the family impact that you get on set when you go on there.
You got this. Now you're in this upcoming movie, Temptations, which is another great movie from Tyler Perry. If I could ask, before we talk about your character, how did you get the part? I mean, a Tyler Perry movie. Like, everybody's dreaming to get in a part of Tyler Perry. How did you get the part?
Everybody was clamoring for it. It was one of the biggest audition weeks in Atlanta, I remember, during the audition time. And I didn't hear a word one of it. And I called a friend of mine. She had gone and auditioned for the character to play my wife. And I called my agent up. I said, have you heard anything about these auditions? I mean, Tyler Perry's doing a lead role right here in Atlanta. It's huge. What's going on? And they said, oh, we haven't heard anything yet. And my wife went on to another site that actors are usually linked up to, 800 Casting or Actress Access. So she went to 800 Casting and saw that I actually had an invite and called my agent up. I said, listen, they do want me. Do something about it. So they did their job, and they got me right in front of Raven Drummer, the casting director over there, and that was it, man. And it was just I went in, and I was excited. You know, you get in the Tyler Perry set. First of all, whenever you go to the Tyler Perry Studios, you got to sign a big waiver that you're not going to say anything about what you see there and all that type of stuff. And so it was really awesome. And when I got there and did the audition for Raven, I was the character totally, and we – it was probably one of the best auditions I've ever had. She was awesome.
Wow. Now, you play the role of Brad. Tell us about
Okay. Brad is having Brad's married to his wife, Lisa, and they're having difficulties in their marriage. So first thing they do, well, they've done a bunch of things, but one of the things they do is they go to the marriage counselor, and they start telling the marriage counselor about their problems and about things that are going on in their lives, and it kind of sparks something in the marriage counselor, who starts, and she starts to tell us a little bit about her life and her story, and it kind of just, you know, then the movie opens up. So you'll have to see the rest to follow the teaser, I guess.
Now, there's other stars in the movie. Did you have the opportunity to work with, to interact with those other celebrities that were in those big time E-lists? Did you have the opportunity to work with them or interact with them?
Honestly, at the time on set, I didn't interact with a lot of like the big celebrities, I guess they would be called. Candice Coke was one of the actresses from who at the time when I was at the time I was Atlanta based, and now I'm LA based, but she was LA based, and she was one of the stars that I got to work with, and she was just absolutely phenomenal. I'm talking, man, this woman, if you asked her cry now, she would literally could just drop like tons of tears. She is just amazing the way she falls in and out of. Out of character. It's just awesome. So I didn't get to work with the big names at that time, but I mean, I did run into Kim later on. We were at an event for Jeep was doing a big red carpet thing, and her and I were hanging out in the VIP section. So I got to, we were talking about the movie then, and that's about it as far as the big stars from the show, the one everyone's talking about.
Now, for my listeners, tell them why they should go to theaters to see this movie.
Why would they go see this movie?
Why should they?
Because one, it's Tyler Perry. Two, because I'm in it. Three, it's Tyler Perry. And no, but seriously, it's Tyler Perry he's got an ability to take regular day, and I don't want to use the S word, but regular day stuff that goes through people's lives, and he's able to just put it up on screen that you want to watch, you know, and you put a score to something like that, people can relate to his movies. And what this kind of touches on, that title, it's perfect for what it is. It's temptation. And it's all about the temptations that are just in regular everyday life for married people, for single people, for white people, black people, straight people, gay people, just it's temptations everywhere. And it's how are you going to resist it? And if you don't resist it, what's going to happen? And, I mean, this movie really takes you on to a whole different plane of that, and I think people are going to love it for it.
Now, besides the movie, what else are you working on that we could look forward to seeing you or that you could tell us about?
Currently, I have a few films in festivals right now, which won't be doing anything for another year as far as people seeing it distributed-wise. But I've got a movie in Atlanta right now called it's a feature. The working title is Pimp. It's based on a lawyer in the 1970s who was having trouble coming up when he just started. He gets taken under the wing by an older attorney who kind of shows him how to do the right thing as an attorney. And these hookers start coming to me. Well, I play Jack Kennard. So they start coming to the attorney, Jack Kennard. And he starts getting out of trouble. And he realizes that if he puts these women through school, a hooker school, if you would, that they would not get in trouble, and he could make a lucrative business. And it's actually roughly based on a true story of an attorney in Atlanta in 1970s. And so that's something that we'll be shooting at the end of June. So we'll be out in Atlanta for a little while shooting that, and people can expect to see that. I believe January, February next year they're talking about getting that there pretty quick.
Now, what's this? I'm here right now. You're working with an album. You're working on an album with Lil Wayne.
What?
I'm joking.
No,
that was a joke.
No,
a joke.
Actually, I am, but I'm not supposed to say anything about that.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. No,
It was a joke. It was a joke, but that's actually true. So okay, but let me just ask this. You gotta promise me this. When you do record it, you have to send some of your music over here. Can we agree on that?
I promise you, if I record something with Lil Wayne, I'm sending it directly to you.
That's
I'm going right on. I'm going right on the radio show and doing it. That's a good premiere, and I'm gonna do it with you guys. If I can drop something with Lil Wayne, I'm bringing it to you first.
I appreciate that, man. I'm not gonna hold you too long, man. But I want you to give out websites that you give out your websites, and you know, some of the listeners to find out more information about you.
Absolutely. You can check me out at ZachSale.com, ZachSale, all one word. Find me on Facebook at Zach Sale, Instagram at Zach Sale, Twitter at Zach Sale, and type in Google Zach Sale, and you'll find everything you can on me. And for anybody who's out there, I don't know, I get a lot of fans who are young kids, actors who are trying to come up, and this business is 98.5% rejection. Those people who can hang out for those 1.5% of awesomeness that actually can do something in this business. So don't ever give up. As many things as I've had awesome happen to me and big things that I have done, there's 1,000 things behind each one of those that no one even knows about, and I never even did. So just hang on, keep doing it, and keep your heads up.
Okay, before you go, I want you to give advice for those individuals who would love to be actors, the great actors such as yourself. What little piece of advice would you give to them?
The dreamer dictates the dream. So if you're the dreamer, make your dreams what you want it to be. And I'm sorry, being an actor, there are as many bad actors as there are on screen right now. There's no reason why a good one like you can't make it either. And like I said, the business is 98.5% rejection. You have to be able to learn. You have to be able to accept the words no, and you've got to listen to criticism. Because if people are telling you how to make it a little bit better, then you're already doing the right thing. You just got to make it that much better. So listen to criticism. Every no is a down payment on a yes, and don't ever give up. Because people tell you it's a pipe dream. You know, 1,000 people are trying it with you at the same time. But you can do it if you want.
All right, man. You want to give a shout out?
Give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Jack Sale, who without her I would be nothing. Give a shout out to my boys, AJ, Kenneth, and Alec, and my two girls, Corinne and Andrea. Done.
Well, Jack, much support to you, man. Much to your success. Best of luck to everything, man. And this is not going to be your last visit, man. You're more than welcome to come back by the show anytime. And listen, keep in touch with me, man. You got my contact info, man. Keep in touch with me, all right?
You got it, man. Thank you. Thanks for reaching out to me, and I will call you the next time I got something coming out. Absolutely.
All right, man. Definitely, if you're in New York, man, stop by the station and say hello, man. All right?
Oh, absolutely, brother. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You take care.
Oh, you too, man. Special thanks to Zach Sale for coming on the show. Make sure you guys support him in a new movie, Temptation, which comes out next week. I think it's March 29th. I'm not for sure. Check online for the movie. He played as the character of Brad. Make sure you guys check that out. I'm going to be back in a few minutes. I'll be right back. That James for that track entitled All Gold Everything from his upcoming album Don't Be Safe. Especially thanks to Zach Vail for one more time. For him, make sure you guys support him. Make sure it's ZachVail.com to find out more information about him. This is 99.7 FM, the Timothy Hodge Show. I'll be right back. I'm going to leave you with the game celebration. For tickets, free passes to see the movie Temptation comes out next week, please email me, TimothyHodgeShow@gmail.com. That's TimothyHodgeShow@gmail.com for free passes to see the movie Temptation. I'm currently giving out tickets, passes to the AMC Theater. So make sure that you email me your name, your contact information, which can be sent, and I'll definitely send them out to you. Make sure you email me your name, your information, at TimothyHodgeShow@gmail.com.
Nigga blowin' on that ale, ale, breaking down them trees. I'm out the door with that drone and them keys. Scoopin' up drinking, I'm hitting the freeway. Yeah, got a whole zip for that perk. Got a couple hoes home with no clothes on. Get they roll on, let's twerk. Now we hotboxin' that ghost. Ace all in that dough. Ray-Bans on my face. Never know when my eyes low. Smoke good, fuck good. Eat good, stay cow. She said backwoods, kill switches. You eat, take out. Yeah. But I love fucking in red bone. She country thick and that hair long. That pussy killer, she dead wrong. She went to Howard, her hair strong. Her mama tossed her legs long. She went to college and got a master's. Now she bringing that bread home. Roll up.
Put the pep in the blunt.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put the pep in the blunt. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We having a celebration. Let us stay high. We having a celebration. We having a celebration.
telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather, except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm at the inner chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Just throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week, you're my 5-course meal for real.